Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to Sports on a Sunday Morning. Tom Ackerman with you. We are at Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. Cardinals winter warm-up is back, and we're joined by the Cardinals Minor League Pitcher of the Year, Baseball America's Minor League Pitcher of the Year, Quinn Matthews, is with us. Quinn, thanks for being with us, and welcome to Ballpark Village.
Thanks for having me today. Excited to be in St. Louis for the first time.
It's good to have you in St. Louis, and we hope for many, many more years. As we sit here in the restaurant, we're looking out at Busch Stadium. You can see basically three of the four levels of the ballpark. Big, beautiful ballpark, and I know someday you'd like to be firing some baseballs in there.
That's most definitely the plan. You know, you've seen the photos of, like, Busch with the arch in the background and stuff like that, and it's, you know, a pretty unique thing now to be, you know, as a player here, seeing it for the first time up close, it's pretty special.
Yeah, what were your dreams growing up as you thought, did you think you could get to this level, and at what point did you realize that you had a shot at it?
Yeah, I did not want to be a baseball player growing up, so that's probably a little different than I would say most guys at this level. And I don't think I really had a shot, like, thought I had a shot until last season, to be honest with you. That's just, you know, kind of the feel I had with baseball and, you know, being so heavily forced and, like, focused in academics. So I didn't really know until last year, but, you know, now there's definitely a chance I could be playing there.
You were at Stanford. You originally were drafted by the Rays, and then you chose to go to Stanford. What was the decision there?
Yeah, so I actually got drafted my junior year of college. So 2022, you know, I had a really high number, and I was like, I'm kind of okay with going back to school. I didn't want to, and that was the weird thought that, you know, most teams thought I was, you know, kind of wanting to go back to school with my number because it was so outlandish and so far-fetched. And you know what? The Rays gave me an opportunity. I said no, kind of bet on myself, went back to Stanford, and, you know, now I'm a Cardinal.
And you are. You went from a Stanford Cardinal to a St. Louis Cardinal, and, you know, you pitched so well at Stanford, but you were pitching a lot. So the Cardinals really monitored that, and then that way you didn't have to have like a heavy workload with them until the start of 24, right? So that off season they were able to monitor your performance, have you visit in that fashion?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty frustrated with the Cardinals at first, to be honest with you, because I was like, hey guys, like, you know, it's no secret I'm 22, I'm a senior, I'm old, like, let me go pitch 10 innings in low A Palm Beach that year and see what I can do, kind of get my feet wet. But they shut me down. I think I was at 125 innings after my senior year, so it was, you know, quite a big workload. And the Cardinals were like, hey man, go focus on your weight, go get that up, focus on some other small things, and basically come back in 2024 and see what's happened. And that's, you know, the opportunity they gave me. I think it's an opportunity now versus a detriment, because I thought it was like they're holding me back because, you know, my workload was so high and I was frustrated. But I think it worked out for both sides that, you know, the Cardinals saw through my frustration and let me just focus on that.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You're 6'5", right? And did you gain some muscle there? And was that part of the deal?
I would hope I gained some muscle. I definitely gained some weight. I think from today, from when I got drafted, I'm probably up 35 pounds. So quite a significant amount of weight. And I mean, probably a huge, you know, proponent as to why I've made a couple of jumps in professional baseball.
You made some serious jumps. I mean, four different levels you pitched last year, racked up 202 strikeouts. That just doesn't happen. I mean, it rarely happens. In the last decade, it only happened one other time. What was the key to that? Obviously, you have a great fastball. And you're working your slider. Did you add velocity to the slider?
Yeah, my fastball, I don't know if it's great. It definitely got better. I think it took a small jump. And my slider is definitely a lot harder than it was in college. But I think what's, you know, allowed me to at least progress up until this point was just I had so many years of pitching with bad stuff, as they would say. Like, I didn't have anything good. The changeup was always the pitch. They're like, hey, that could be, you know, above average or whatever. But when I did, you know, have a tick up in velocity and the stuff went up with it, I still had the same mindset of, like, I have to pitch. Like, I don't have the stuff that I have now. And I think that was one of the big factors as to why I had, you know, some success at the minor league level.
That's interesting. And I feel like every pitcher should have a changeup. You know, it's just a great way to throw people off balance. You feel pretty good about it?
It's okay. I mean, I just feel good about strikes. Strikes are good for the most part. It doesn't really matter what pitch it is. Like I said, I think I was, you know, a lefty with a not a very good fastball. So immediately, like, you're just pegged as, like, you need to be a changeup guy, basically. And that's what I was for, you know, 22, 23 years of my life.
Yeah, I get that. And it was such a great run through. I mean, you go through all those levels, as I mentioned. But I know also that you got a little bit of something to prove, probably, you feel like. Did you feel like it ended well for you? Tell me about the last month.
Oh, no. I mean, the last month was awful, if we're being just, you know, completely honest here. September really kicked my butt in the sense of, you know, my body, I think, definitely finally hit the wall. And that's where, you know, going so hard all year long, like, having never played a full professional season, like, I probably didn't do enough early on when I felt good to help me get through that, you know, the last four outings and stuff like that. But I mean, I also think, you know, AAA hitters, they had a little more of approach. They knew what I was attacking them with, and they executed at a higher level. I mean, that's why they're up there, basically. So I'll have to get back to the drawing board on that. I mean, spring training is obviously a great opportunity because theoretically facing similar levels of hitters, if not better. So you can learn a lot there, and, you know, I'm excited to get back on the mound. I don't think the year ended as well as I would have liked. So for me, it was just, you know, kind of a springboard into the offseason. Like, you know, short-term memory says you're not very good, so you need to get back after it and, you know, go out and prove everyone wrong again.
Tonight, you and I will be on stage with catcher Jimmy Crooks, the minor league player of the year in the Cardinals organization. You will be honored with not only Cardinals pitcher of the year, but as I mentioned in the minor leagues, the Baseball America minor league pitcher of the year. What does it mean to you to be up there and receiving that honor tonight?
I think as a pitcher, you're only as good as the players around you. And that's, like, the hardest part of an individualized award for a pitcher, and myself in this case. Like, it doesn't represent, like, the four teams I played for, because I'm not in this position if I don't have great catching and great defense behind me. And that's the awesome thing about being a pitcher is, yeah, you throw the ball, but that's, like, basically all you do. Like, I'm not out there making plays for nine innings every game. I'm not calling pitches. I'm not working with me because, you know, I'm getting frustrated in the zone and stuff like that. That's where I think as an organization, and especially, like, a minor league organization, like, everyone deserves credit, especially on the position player side, because I wouldn't be sitting here today if it wasn't for that group of guys that, you know, helped get me through the 6 months of baseball and the 28 starts that I had. So, I mean, for me, it's just an honor to represent the group, but I think it is a more holistic group point of view when you think of a pitcher and the unit behind him, because I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have had the success without those guys.
That's well said. It does take all nine out there to get it done. And Quinn Matthews, you've gotten it done. We look forward to seeing what you can do down in Jupiter and eventually right in there at Busch Stadium as part of the Cardinals organization. Thank you so much for stopping by today and being with us.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me this morning, and go Cardinals.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.